Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to teach you some British slang words. I'll tell you what they are and when to use them. Before I look at these five great slang words, if you want to read the transcript for today's episode, then you can join the Learn English with Ben fan club. For €5 a month, you'll get access to five podcast transcripts every single week, one Parlez Anglais episode, and four episodes of my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's not just transcripts, but you'll get extra vocabulary and grammar points as well. So if you're interested, go to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I'll remind you again at the end. Okay, so let's take a look at these five great and common British slang words. And the first is the word mate, M-A-T-E. You might know this one. It means friend, and we often use it to address our friends. For example, if I see one of my friends, or they call me on the phone, I might say, "Hello, mate." I use this a lot. Not everyone does. Some people use more American terms, like buddy or pal. But I like mate. The next word, quid, Q-U-I-D. And this means pound, as in the currency that we use in Britain. But note that it can never be used in the plural. We don't say quids. An example sentence with quid: it's a really nice phone and it only cost me 100 quid. The next word is chuffed, C-H-U-F-F-E-D. And this means very pleased. We usually use it if we achieve something or recent events ended in a positive way. For example, I was chuffed with my exam results. We also use the expression chuffed to bits, which adds emphasis. I was chuffed to bits with my exam results. Okay, two more. The next one is gutted, G-U-T-T-E-D. This really is the opposite of pleased. It means really disappointed. I always hear footballers using this word when their team has just lost a big match. I'm gutted. It's quite strong, but only use it if you're actually really disappointed. And the final word, blimey. B-L-I-M-E-Y. One of my favourite words is blimey. It is a very British word to express shock at something. For example, if someone tells me how much money a Premier League footballer earns, I might say, "Blimey, how much?" Okay, so here's a sentence with all five words. Can you understand it? "Blimey, mate. That Premier League footballer was earning 250,000 quid a week. He must have been chuffed to bits at first, but now the club has sold him and he's only earning £150,000, so he must be gutted." Did you get the five words? Did you understand the sentence? If not, go back and listen again. Okay, so a quick review. Mate, that's what I call my friends. Quid, that's another word for the British pound. Chuffed, very, very pleased. Gutted, really disappointed. And blimey, used to express shock or surprise. Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember, you can read the transcript by joining the Learn English with Ben fan club on my Patreon page. Patreon, that's patron with an E, patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.